Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Coast Repairs?
Right.
Yes, how you doing? My name is Andy, one of the specialists. I handle the pricing for your area. How's your day going so far?
It's a little slow with the crazy weather changes, you know.
Yeah, no, tell me about it. It feels, yeah, like it's like an up and down bipolar weather season for sure, you know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we made it half day, you know, halfway there, so happy Wednesday, right? So happy hump day.
Yeah.
And I know you were speaking with the mapping coordinator. He does a good job of explaining the basics. But did you have any questions I could answer for you about the first page or how it works?
Well, I'm pretty, usually I know some of it, you know.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it's pretty straightforward. We'll specialize mainly in the top recommended map page. You'll have keywords, search terms. We'll search engine optimize. So you'll show up not only just in your zip code, but the surrounding areas for your search terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And then we also cover Facebook advertising. So you get the social media ads included, integrated with the programming. Of course, directory websites, Alexa, voice command searches are also included with our package. So it's a full digital business card and billboard, as well as advertising that we're creating for you digitally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is the prices and how does that work?
Yeah, we get you the monthly rate and the details. Our platinum package typically has a pretty heavy price point, but we're going to save you more than 50% off that rate, so you could try it with us monthly. It is a position in an area that just became available for your category, so we're actively looking to fill this one position. But once we lock it in, we close it out, we can't work with anyone else that does what you do.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you see a value in being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Right.
Of course. And I sent over a quick text message to you there on your cell phone.
Yeah.
With just like a pricing breakdown, just kind of outlining the services and what we offer.
All right.
Yeah. Just going to read a local splash, click the link to see the price. And then once you click in, it'll say at the top, take control of your online presence. Yep. And you can see there the 20 years of industry expertise, 4.9 average client satisfaction rating. And then there's a pro, a platinum, premier platinum, an ideal package. And you'll see it right under our Google partnership ads. Lets you know we've been handpicked, trained, certified channel partners. And the platinum package, normally it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. We're going to waive your setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $249 month to month. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Awesome. Thought I lost you there for a second. So that's your rate, just $249. And my clients, I got to mention, see a 12-to-1 return on investment with that package just because of what it includes. So, you know, it covers Google first page. You'll be a search engine optimized. You're also getting Facebook ads.
I was saying something about the website thing.
Oh, good question. Yeah, we do build sites. Normally they're extra and they're added on top of the advertising.
Yeah,
but I didn't see that you had one for your company, like coastrepairs.com. Was there one I was just missing, or
well,
not yet?
There's one in my listing that's on Google, but the Google kind of went sour, you know, after a while. So it doesn't have enough, the people, the SEO people, whatever it was in the past, kind of didn't know what they were doing or whatever. Who knows how it worked out, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
No, because it was, I went on different things like Best Job, and they couldn't figure out how to get into the system to do my reviews, you know, the review company.
Oh, I see.
That was fouled up, and, you know, they didn't charge a lot of money, but there was the idea that they never could get into the system somehow, and things like that were happening. So they didn't know what they were doing. And then I had another problem with a guy called, what's the name of that company called? It's a stupid name, but I always forget the damn name. It's called My Supernova.
Okay.
You ever hear of them?
Not really. No, no. There's a lot of companies out there. Yeah.
They're out of California, and what happened with him was when COVID struck, right? People really didn't want anybody going to the houses. You know,
sure.
Like don't bring me COVID or whatever. So they'd go without repairing things, right? Or they just go buy a new one or whatever, have it delivered. So anyway, I called them up and said, look at, cancel my thing for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because COVID's in. I was paying them $100 a month, okay? And I kept telling them one of the keywords I want to put on is heating repairs, okay? And they never did it, right? So when I get into the argument with him about, you know, cancel my thing, he says, oh, well, you know, how about just stay on the $35 a month listing so that we still got you listed, and then after COVID, so we can go back to the 100, right? So I says, mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So I did that, and that lasted for another year or so, right? And then they still never put the heating on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That one little teeny thing I wanted done. You know, anytime I asked to do something, they never did it. No changes. If I want to change something, they had the way of doing the changes. I didn't know how to do them. I did it once, but it took me so long, it was a headache. So anyway, what happened was I ended up telling them, look, just forget it. You know, I don't want to do business with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his thing was? I'll F up your business good. And he did.
Oh, goodness, he told you that? Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
so
no.
Here's
yeah.
what he did. He put my phone number in Sears's, in my advertisement, he put Sears's phone number in my slot instead of putting my heating in. So when you opened up my site in Google, it was Sears's phone number. So I didn't get any business for that longest time. He's lucky he was in California, because I would have sued him if he was local. You know what I mean? So anyway, what happens is I ended up, you know, putting a few bad reviews on them and stuff. It doesn't do you any good. Reviews are reviews. They just make it Google work faster, whether it's good or bad. So anyway, what happened was I called the phone number and I told Sears I was going to sue them for advertising in your phone number in my site, and I can prove it. If you win and lose at Google, open my close repairs, and it had Sears' phone number. So Sears says, why don't you just come and work for us? Right? And I says, no, I like to do my own business. I take what I want to take, and I do what I want to do. I don't have to answer to nobody. You know what I mean? So anyway, they took their numbers off my site and the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know how they did it, whether they did it, whatever happened. But then, I don't know if this guy's got a way. You know, they were Google partner too, and I think he's sticking something in there to slow down my business. You know.
Right.
So I don't know.
We can help you with that. Yeah, a lot of the times if people mismanage or aren't running analytics correctly, it's easy to kind of not be seen or be a relevant company. So what we're going to do is go in, we'll fix the listing, update it, because obviously there's new things that Google has available for your listing. and will enhance the ranking and exposure. But you're also going to be able to monitor and see everything we're doing. So you have your own dashboard that gives you insight on the keywords you're programmed for, the areas you're covering, the clicks and conversion you're getting, as well as the Google reviews we're helping you generate. So you have a back office tool so you can see everything working and how it's changing whenever you want to change your services or keywords.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was a couple of companies I went on with for the same kind of money, 200, 250, whatever it was, like almost the same type of thing as yours. And then the following day, after, you know, I paid them and all this stuff, they talk about money back guarantee and all that baloney. Nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, another guy, super person, supposed to be the person, knows all about it. Oh, you know, you're not getting enough reviews. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's going to cost you another X amount of dollars more a month because this is going to take a lot of more work. And they keep, you know, doing things, and then it still never works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and success on the internet is about working with the right company. We've been in business for 20-plus years. So, yeah, no one's going to get your results better and faster than we will. One thing I could kind of give you, and I don't mind applying it, is a website. I mean, we build sites. Normally, they're about $400 to host, maintain, and then advertise on the platforms. What I'll do as an added gift from us, you for trying this today, I'm going to include that $400 site for free at no additional charge with our package. And, of course, for your programming is not only just fixing your listing, but we're search engine optimizing it. And then you'll lock in social media Facebook ads, which will jumpstart your campaign and get you clicks. Directory websites are really important for ranking. So Yahoo, Bing Maps, Apple Maps with the iPhone users are all integrated with our programming. And then you know how people search on cell phones and now they have like Alexa, they have Google Home Voice Command Search, you know, smart cars, you can even search in your car now, right? So we're going to integrate that mobile platform with our package. So we're literally going to cover you on all bases. But, I mean, sure if I could.
Here's the only thing I can do for you right now if I want to go on with you too. Because I got some other guy doing a thing, and it's not SEO search engine. It's another kind of system that they do that It's not a landing page. It's something different. You don't do it. I don't think it is. I think yours is a different story. Yours is the original style that it was before. You know, the Google first page and all that. This is a different thing that it only takes a certain area. It doesn't take a long, you know, like a whole 30-mile area, you know what I'm saying? It only takes a couple of towns, a couple of zip codes or whatever. I forget what it was, but I went on that one. I paid him. It was a month. He said it takes a month to start whatever happens, you know what I mean? So he's got that thing going, but that has nothing to do with my site, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know how that works. It's just a referral service or something. You know?
Oh, I see.
I mean, I had a good one. I had a good one one time, and the guy was out of foreign country, you know, like not Spain, but someplace around there. And this guy was the type that spends like $20,000 a month on Google advertising. And he was giving me jobs, and he told me it was 10%. Of whatever I charge the customer. He wants 10%, right? So I said, fine. But he was giving me all kinds of stuff that, you know, I mean, handyman stuff, all kinds of stuff, you know, water leaking in someone's window. And, you know, I was doing everything.
You're getting,
you know?
You're getting the same service, but instead of going through a third party, now you have your own ads, your own listing optimized. So a lot of the times with these third-party companies or services that give you referrals or leads, you're not really establishing your site. You're just helping them generate traffic to theirs, and you just have a page on their directory webpage. So Google.
Well, it worked out good. It worked out good, right? And I was like, you know, like he sent me on a house to put six smoke detectors in because the guy was selling the house. I only charged the guy $100, you know what I mean? So I sent him the $10, right? So then he decides he wants 50%.
Hmm. Yeah, there's no added charge or no added tax.
Yeah.
There's no lead fee or click fee.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
Anyway, all I can do for you today, you sound like it's a working company, right? I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you my credit card number, but this credit card that I use is one that is like $1,000 limit, and right now it probably won't take $250. So I have to put money in it, and that's not going to clear until tomorrow or the next day. You see what I mean? So I can give you the card number, but you can't put it through until a couple of days or whatever. Because
yeah.
I have to put money in it. I have to call them up.
We can put you in for a post date for tomorrow. That's not a problem. Basically, we'll lock in the payment, secure it, and then we'll run payment tomorrow.
I know there's close to that amount of money in there, but I know that I spent a couple of $100 on it and whatever, and I bought something else, a couple of things with it. So I have to call up Capital One to find out what my balance is, right?
Right. Yeah,
and then in the meantime, you just, you know, wait a day and you'll be all set. I mean, because that's the thing with this chat, all right?
Yeah, no doubt. We could definitely create the profile, lock everything in. We'll send over everything in writing also. And read a voice verification. We'll read just kind of an outline of us not processing payment today. It'll be on the 3rd, which is tomorrow. So nothing will be ran today. It'll be done tomorrow once everything clears. And to get it started, I'm just going to verify the information and what I have on file just to make sure everything is correct and accurate, okay?
Okay.
And the business name and how you want it to appear, I have Coast Repairs. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Very nice. Nice name. And then Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page. Would you want to use the 617-924-3122 as the primary line for you?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then we'll send over the welcome email also with everything in writing, everything we're including. For you, what's the best email address for you in the business?
It's the last name on the card, right? It's called Delaville.
Delaville?
D-E-L-L. Yeah, D-E-L-L-E-V-I-L-L-E 2000@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then what is your first and last name, sir?
James.
Okay. And your last name?
I just spelled it to you.
Oh, yeah, your first name, I'm sorry?
My first name is James.
And your last name is James?
No, my last name is Delaville.
Delaville, okay. Awesome. Just want to make sure. Thank you. And as far as business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for the service calls and phone calls, James?
We 7 to 7, and we, you know, put it this way, we've done jobs before those hours and after those hours. The hours don't make any difference because as long as you talk to the customer, right, you arrange the time and place. So you're really, the hours you work in isn't the hours you answer the phone. But the thing is, you're making contact with the customers, you know?
Right. Yeah, so those
like
are the phone hours.
I just had one call me up a little while ago, and they have a dishwasher that's not pumping. So I said, look, I'm going to save you money. I'm going to, I'll order the pump for you for the machine, and I'll have the pump there when I go there, because if it's the pump, and it's going to cost you like $60 more for me to come back. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So awesome. 7 to 7. Okay. And then as far as the payment that you accept, do you just accept check and cash, or is it Visa, MasterCard, Zelle, or Apple Pay?
Well, I had the Visa MasterCard, but there's been problems with them, and they've been shut down, a lot of these card companies. There was one, the last job I did with them was $95, right? I never got my $95. And something was going on with Bank of America and them. And that was it. And he says, I need a letter from the bank. I went to the bank, they got the letter, I still never got my $95. So I never heard from them anymore. I still have all their equipment, you know, their card machine and all that stuff. I don't understand what happened though.
Got it. So no cards.
So, okay. I mean, in the future, yeah, I'll have it again, but I don't have them right now. But I don't advertise no cards because most people, all right, I'd rather give a check anyway.
Yeah, you're very true, very true. And then, in the future, say you want to switch over an ad or you have photos you want to adjust or maybe target a different city or you have a new form of payment, any adjustments or changes to your advertising, it's all included for free just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then what I'll do here is I'm going to apply the override credit here to lock in your pricing. Since we do have it in for a post date for tomorrow, we'll read off a voice verification. It just outlines that we're not processing payments today. It'll be tomorrow. And this part is just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Awesome, James. And then to secure the payment for the $249 tomorrow, what would you like to use? A Visa, a MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's MasterCard.
Okay. Thank you. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
That's my name on the card.
Okay. Thank you, James. And yes, sir, the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for the accuracy and for quality assurance.
Okay, it's 5178-0595-8225. 5502.
Okay. Expiration date, month and year?
10/28.
And the security code on the back of the card?
It's 884.
884. Excellent. And then billing address for the card, what's the current billing for the MasterCard?
15 Front Street, Shirley, Mass. 01464.
01464? No, 01464. 01464. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. Perfect. And, what I'll do here is I'll submit it to the post date department. So, again, nothing will be processed today. It'll be tomorrow that we'll lock everything in right around this time. And, I'm going to go ahead and just read off the voice verification also. But just to make sure your last name, it's spelled D-E-L-L-E-V-I-L-L-E, correct?
Right, yeah.
All righty. Thank you, James. Perfect. And let me go ahead and read off this voice verification here. So it states, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's just an added protection for you. So, yes, sir, it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Coast Repairs.
Perfect. Now, please state your name and then the title within the business.
James Delaville, owner.
Thank you, James. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Right.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and the phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So basically, if anybody calls James and they offer something similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us, okay?
No, I'm not going to go with anybody else. I already have this other guy that I figure out what he does. He says it takes a month before you get any business. How long does yours take?
Oh, yeah. Typically with our campaigns, about 14 days to get them live and active. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yep. And second part here, this is for your payment, an initial term, an account setup will be charged on tomorrow's date, which is April 3rd, 2025, and the discounted price is just $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, the other agreement, the payment would automatically renew on the same day, the 3rd. Same price, just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Right. As long as I'm getting business, I'm not going to leave you. You know what I mean? I'm not like
that.
Beautiful.
That's
what we'd
like to
hear. Put it this way, I was getting four jobs a day, right? Not not last year, but the year before, right? Four jobs every day, and just before Thanksgiving, I was getting like 8 jobs a day because everybody wanted their ovens fixed.
Oh wow!
So that's the big thing, and I, you know, four jobs a day. And my minimum fee was $95, right? That's over $400 a day coming in was good. You know what I mean? So, and I was handling that all along, okay? Then when I got extra jobs, I'd hire different guys that I know in the business to cover for me, you know, when it, you know, so certain things like there was one gas heating unit for one customer's house that I was having problems with. I sent another guy over there. And it didn't do any good. It didn't work out. I had to go back and do it myself again, you know. But the thing was, it was one of those things that you're trying to help the person because it was cold out, you know.
Sure.
So I couldn't make it myself. I had to send another guy, and he didn't get it working. So I had to go back there and spend a lot of time on it to finally figure it out, you know. But it was it was one of those things, the parts. It took 4 days for the parts to come, you know.
Right. So you had to wait a little bit. No worries.
But I had to show the people how to restart it, you know, because it would have froze if I didn't do that. It went for like 3 hours, and when it was shut off, you know.
Oh, no, that's not good. Yeah, but we could we definitely could target any specific search term, keyword. We have an analytical team, really nice, really smart. They'll look at Google Trends, how they're typing in the search terms that you want. So you're always programmed for the best and getting the direct phone calls. And, I want to be the first one to welcome you here to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing year and advertising campaign with us. One thing I'm going to send to you is just I'm going to send my direct line and my extension. So I'm always the lead on the account. You could always reach me directly. But, we'll have the system would automatically run payment right around this time tomorrow morning. So as soon as it runs payment, I'll give you a call directly, and then we'll finish the final steps. So the final steps are basically programming, getting you the keywords, running the advertising you want, just to make sure we cross the Z's and dot the I's and represent you properly. So we'll squared away.
I'm going to call up a Capital One right now and make the payment. So what I got to do first is call them up and find out what my balance is and then to make sure that that amount of money is in there. You know, I'll make sure there's at least $300 available, you know.
Yeah, did you need me to call you back here in about 30 minutes to kind of get everything
started? Well, you can if you want it, because I'm going to call them right now. Right, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to call Capital One.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm gonna put you in. I'll call you here in about 20-30 minutes. Give you some time to talk to the bank, and we'll see about processing payment. We can kind of go from there.
Yeah, because you know, okay. So I'll let you know what the amount is available right now. You know, as far as that goes.
Yeah, sounds good. We could do that.
Okay.
And then
all right.
Yeah, no problem, James. Perfect. We'll talk to you here in about 20-30 minutes.
Okay, fine. Okay.
You got it. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.